Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
What do we have to give away this morning, Tara?
We have Bryson Tiller tickets.
Awesome. Excited for this show. It's going to be a good one. MGM Music Hall at Fenway. We have tickets to, we got both days, but we'll do the 30th.
May.
May 30th. Highlight of your weekend. What was it? Shoot us a text. Give us a call. And we'll put you in the running for the Bryson Tiller tickets. 207-807-1104. Hit us right now.
Well, I had an awesome time on 420 Saturday doing the live broadcasts at both Grassroots locations. We were at the South Portland one in the early afternoon. And then we ended the afternoon at the Portland location. And it was so fun. Shout out to all the listeners that were listening and pulled up in real time. That was fun. That was a fun experience. And yeah, it was a nice way to spend 420. We always love doing live broadcasts with Grassroots, and they always have the best deals. And also, I watched Roadhouse, the original, because I would like to watch the new one.
Okay.
But I wanted to know what I was getting myself into.
The original's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. I think it may be up there with top five most ridiculous, unbelievable movies I've ever seen
in my life.
But now I feel like I get it because it's been made fun of. You know, after I did like a deep dive and I looked it up and I was reading like Reddit threads and all this stuff, like seeing what people really think about it. Because I'm like, did this movie do well at the box office? Like it made more money than it cost to make. It did make a profit, but it was ridiculous. Everyone knew it was ridiculous. And the woman, I'm blanking on her name, the lead romantic interest, Doc, she has done interviews and she said like, no, like we knew what we were making was absolutely ridiculous and we would be laughing in between takes. Like we knew what we were doing, but it was a really fun movie to make regardless.
I feel like they went into the remake with a similar attitude.
Yeah, you think so?
From what I've heard from like interviews and stuff, I've also heard that the remake not as good as the original.
Okay, well now I need to watch the remake because the credits started rolling and I said, what just happened? I just watched Patrick Swayze rip someone's throat out with his bare hands.
Yeah.
What just happened? And I also I was very confused how one rich man in the town controlled the entire town. It'd be one thing.
That's how it is back in the 80s.
I was like, I'm missing something. Like, this man can't be that powerful.
You can't.
He has a monster truck.
You can't dissect the plot too much on these movies.
I know. But I love me an 80s movie because they're so silly. And that was one of the silliest ones I've ever seen. Now I feel like I get it.
I was making dinner the other night in the kitchen and I was watching Bloodsport, which is a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Like, I want to say that was the one that put him on the scene. 1988, it came out. And Maura's like, what is this movie that you're watching? And I would say more than half the lines are dubbed over because they probably got bad sound. So it sounds like they just went back in the studio and reread all of the lines. It's absolutely ridiculous. The plot is absolutely ridiculous to that as well. Highlight of your weekend, what was it? 207-807-1104. 207-807-1104. I didn't have to work Saturday night. We did the broadcast together for 420, but this is like the first Saturday in a long time and my last Saturday in a long time that I have off from DJing. So I got to go to dinner. We checked out this spot, Sicilian Table in Falmouth, which I think is rather new.
Oh, how was it?
It was pretty good. Food was good there.
Well, it's a sister restaurant of Tuscan Table, right?
Right. And there's a few other restaurants that they have in the area. So we checked that out and it was pretty good. And then I watched Ricky Stenicki. It was between Roadhouse and Ricky Stenicki. And I said, I've already seen the original Roadhouse. I want to have like a whole new plot line. And
you need something fresh.
I needed something fresh. So we watched Ricky Stenicki, which was terrible, but like good terrible.
Terrible, but lovable?
Yeah, it had its moments in it. It wasn't unenjoyable, but definitely not like an award-winning film.
Was it a dumb movie that I was saying, why don't we make dumb movies anymore?
That's pretty dumb.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Amy in Brunswick, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, going and getting a slab of pizza from Acucci's with my mom on Saturday after going to the Gem and Mineral Show.
Gem and Mineral Show? That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. My mom was hoping for some glass beads there. We didn't find any glass beads, but there were lots of really cool gemstones there.
Yeah, sounds fun.
It was a good time.
What do you do with gemstones? You just collect them or do they have like healing powers?
So a little bit of both, but my mom is a jewelry maker, so she was hoping to make some into some jewelry.
How is the Micucci slab? I have never had it, but I heard it's like the original slab in town.
Wait, you've never had a Micucci's pizza before? You need to. It's so good. It is so good.
I feel like you can only get it like certain times of the day, and I'm never like in that neighborhood.
Yeah, like 11 to 2 or something, and then you have to stand in line for it, and then like throw out the slices in little boxes, and you have to fight for it.
I didn't realize it was that cutthroat. I also didn't realize they did it on the weekend. That's good to know.
Yeah, pretty cool. You should try some sometime. It's all very right. good.
Are you a Bryson Tiller fan, Amy?
Well, so my daughter is a huge fan. Huge.
How old is she?
She's 19, and she goes to the University of New England in Biddeford.
Cool. So these would be a present for her?
They will.
All right, let's make it happen. Let's make you a cool mom. We're going to hook you up with the tickets. Congratulations, Amy.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to tell her.
She's in there the 30th of next month. She's going to be making the trip down to Boston, MGM Music Hall at Fenway, to see Bryson Tiller.
Holy crap. Thank you, Hot Radio.
Hey. Coming up this hour, we're bringing it back. We're giving away cash money. Brains for Bank. We'll give you all the details on that in a few minutes here. Congrats again, Amy.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, I love you, too. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
Of course. You, too. Happy Monday.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
An Auburn man was arrested after a string of church robberies followed by a police chase. Man, this guy's not getting into heaven. He allegedly pulled a gun on one person demanding their wallet, and at another robbery, he stole from the church's collection plate.
That's so messed up.
I wonder if he did it with like sticky paper.
Sticky paper?
Yeah, you know how you put like...
fly trap?
Like put a fly trap sticky paper on your hand, and when you put your hand into the collection plate, all the money sticks to it, and he pulls it off.
Isn't that from Home Alone? They wanted to be the sticky bandits.
Yeah, I think that was...
They did it with change.
Yeah, I think that was part of Home Alone. Not an original idea by me. So officials located his car. A pursuit began toward Route 107. The suspect was seen waving a firearm inside and intentionally swerving his car at other vehicles. Scary. Fortunately, no other vehicles were hit and no one was injured. Officials were able to use a pit maneuver to send him off the road into a field in Bridgeton. Wild scene on the side of the road there. Cumberland singer Julia Gagnon advanced Sunday to become a top 12 contestant on American Idol. After some mentorship from Gene Simmons, Julia performed Whitney Houston's Run to You. Tonight, the remaining group will perform Billboard number one hits. It'll get narrowed down further to the top 10. Let's go, Julia. Number four. Remember, program that number in there. Number four is her number to vote for American Idol, and hopefully she makes it into the top 10. I'm about to jinx it. It seems like she's breezing through, like she's crushing.
She's a good singer.
Yeah. She's got the talent. I was thinking about this. It doesn't matter though, right? Like the talent helps get votes, right? But you have to have America on your side.
Yeah, you gotta have a good personality too.
Like they could
which
vote.
She has.
They could vote for somebody that they think has a better personality, but not necessarily a better singer.
Yeah, someone could have a really amazing voice but have a nasty attitude, and America's gonna say, I'm not gonna vote for them.
I think she's got the whole package. Let's go. We're rooting for her. The House passed a bill Saturday to ban TikTok in the United States if the app's Chinese-based owner doesn't sell off its stake within a year. I don't think this is going to happen. It's just a waste of time. The measure now needs to go to the Senate, so there's another hurdle there. And then TikTok is ready to fight this thing the whole way. Company says they will make an effort to block the law, saying banning the app will infringe on its users' First Amendment rights.
So I'll be absolutely lost without TikTok because I use it for basically everything. Anytime I have a question, I used to use Google and I would say like how to get my dog to stop barking. And then I'd put Reddit at the end of it. And I would just read what people would say on Reddit because that felt like more of a trusted source to me. And now I just go on TikTok and I say how to get my dog to stop barking. And they have dog trainer videos for free.
Trust everything you see on Reddit and TikTok is what you're saying.
Well, honestly, I trust that more because it's real people. It's not a clickbait article with ads all over it.
Well, I'll do that with Amazon. So I'm going to buy something on Amazon. I'll go take that product and put it in TikTok and I'll see somebody that has already got it and I can watch a video of them like in their hand having it. Sometimes there's reviews on Amazon that have it, but I don't trust all of that propaganda. I like to go to TikTok and check it out and see somebody using the product in the wild.
You need to see it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. That's exactly what I was hoping it would do. I'm going to buy that. Don't take away our TikTok. You can have all of my personal ID information.
You know what I also do is I love a good deal and not paying full price for things. And I always get these TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Home Goods videos that pop in my feed and their hauls. and it'll be like, there was this leather jacket that I saw, this motorcycle jacket, and I said, or no, a racer jacket. And I said, I absolutely need to have that. And I went to our Marshalls across the street every week for like 3 weeks until we finally got it in stock, because we get everything last here in Maine. And I finally found it and I bought it, but it was as seen on TikTok.
Wow. Don't give away your secrets.
Why not?
Gatekeep those. People are going to start taking that race jacket before you can get there now.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure that I'm not the only one. I'm not like the original person getting these videos. They're only going to my phone. I bet you like every girl in a 10-mile radius is getting those Marshalls Hall TikTok videos on their feed.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced yesterday its 2024 inductees, which include MJB, Mary J. Blige, Cher, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest, among others. Mariah Carey, Eric B. and Rakim were on the ballot, but did not make it this year. Going to have to wait till possibly next year.
I did not realize that not everybody gets it.
No, I think there's only so many slots each year. So
I had no idea.
A bunch of people get nominated and then you miss, some people miss. Oof. So it just wasn't Mariah's year. Next year could be her year. Today's Earth Day. Do your part to help save the planet for now and future generations. Before I left the house, I made sure I turned off all of the lights.
Lovely.
I'm going to pick up some litter today when I'm walking around. I'm sure I'll see at least one piece on the ground.
With your bare hands?
Yep. And then I'm going to eat lunch without washing them.
Would not be surprised.
I'm going to rip off a slice of pizza and hand it to you and say, here's your slice.
No, I would never. I'm so bad that even when we got pizza on Friday and I saw that there was one slice taken out.
I knew you were going to take one that was next to it.
I did.
Really?
I said, I need to suck it up and get over this fear. And so I took the slice that was right next to the empty slice, even though I knew you probably put your fingers on my crust.
Probably.
And I said, I just like have to get over this. I don't want a weak immune system.
You know what's
not these days.
You know what's funny is Friday was a busy day over here. So I told myself after I took that slice and you started walking towards the pizza, I wanted to go and look and see what slice you took.
You would have been so proud of me.
Just out of pure curiosity, I'm like, I'm sure she picked from the other side of the pizza.
I didn't want to be, I don't want to be known for that.
I forgot to check.
I don't want to be known for that. So I said, I need to get over this. I need to strengthen my immune system. I need to just take the piece of pizza that was directly next to his, even though I know his fingers were all over the crust of mine.
Wow. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It was progress. Really tough.
What are you doing today for Earth Day? What's your contribution going to be to save this planet?
Well, something fun that I just realized with my brand new Nespresso machine that I got for Christmas is that I can send the pods back and Nespresso will recycle and reuse the... I won't just be throwing them in the garbage to go to waste.
Oh, interesting.
So I have been filling up my bag and it's almost full and ready to be sent back. Maybe I'll send it out today with all my empty coffee pods, my espresso pods, and I'm going to send it back to Nespresso and they're going to recycle them into new pods that I will purchase in the future.
Look at that. I thought I was going to have
it. Or it's a big lie. It's a big scam and they just throw them in the garbage.
Well, your conscience is clean. It's on them if they're doing it.
But when I got it, I thought, oh, wow. I actually feel good about this machine. I like this. Very green.
I thought I was going to have a got you moment where I'm like, what are you doing for Earth Day? And then boom, here you are. You have a plan.
Oh, come on.
You're being green. You're doing something to save the planet. One Nespresso pod at a time.
One pod at a time, yeah.
That is five things you need to know made how to made by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
I'm going to save all the beef news for the second half of Dirty on the 30, all right?
All right.
Morgan Wallen has broken his silence after being arrested for throwing a chair off the rooftop of Eric Church's Nashville Bar Chiefs. He shared a statement on X on Friday. I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks I've touched base with, Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs. He wrote, I'm not proud of my behavior and I accept responsibility. I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Regarding my tour, there will be no change. Morgan Wallen is due in court May 3rd to face 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment from his recent arrest. He's got this apology thing down pat at this point.
I know.
I'll just revise the last one I gave.
Yeah, but also, like, what are you supposed to do in life? All you can do is apologize and move on, you know?
You're supposed to learn from your mistakes.
Well, hopefully he does, and he doesn't throw a chair off of a 6-story building ever again.
It would be wild if he did do the same thing again.
Okay, if he did it again, then I think people are going to have to stop maybe going to his concerts.
No, I don't think they will, but...
they'd probably join in.
Speaking of throwing things, let's stop throwing things at artists while they're performing. I don't know why this continues to be a trend. Latest incident took place at Nicki Minaj's concert in Detroit. Video footage posted on TikTok shows Minaj doing her show when an object came flying from the audience. She wasn't having it, though. She swatted it out of the air, picked it up, and hucked it back directly into the crowd.
What was it? It looked like a piece of crumpled up paper, like a ball of paper.
Oh, it looked hard to me.
Really?
She definitely gunned it into the crowd. I'd say she has a better arm than Cardi B if we want to continue that feud. If you remember, Cardi B was throwing things into the crowd as well.
She threw a microphone that could have literally cracked someone's head open.
Eminem posted a simple reminder on social media about his journey on Saturday. He showed a picture of him holding his recovery chip. The gesture marks 16 years of Eminem being sober.
That's
congratulations
awesome.
Congratulations to Marshall Mathers. And now it's time for your beef portion of Dirty on a 30. On the deluxe version of the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, which features 15 surprise songs, by the way. Taylor fans, they got one album. A couple hours later, boom, they got a second album. Well, two songs on the deluxe seem to reference Kim Kardashian, with one song literally calling her out, "Thank you, Amy," and the letters K-I-M are capitalized in the title. So, "Thank you, Amy," everything is lowercase, but K-I-M is capitalized, and people are going, "She's dissing Kim Kardashian."
What's up with that? Like, why the name Amy? Because Britney Spears had a hidden message in "If You Seek Amy."
I think Britney Spears chose Amy because it sounded like something else. I'm not sure why she chose Amy here, but I did make the connection too. I'm like,
did you?
Two fake names.
Both Amy.
Both Amy, yeah. Hmm. So the line that has social media buzzing is, "I don't think you've changed much, and so I changed your name and any real defining clues. And one day your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you."
Ooh.
Burn. And they're gonna do a TikTok to it. Now, and it's gonna be Northwest.
This drama happened 7 years ago. Why bring it all back up right now?
She never got the apology that she wanted.
Is she mad that all her friends are doing Skims endorsements? She said, "You know what, actually, I'm pissed. I'm mad again. I'm mad all over again."
Yes, that's it. She doesn't have enough money. She needs a Skim endorsement, and she's upset by that.
No, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. It's like her friends aren't exactly being loyal.
Oh, okay.
So that's what she's getting all riled up again. This is coming back up to the surface. I mean, she talked about it in that, she was on the cover of a magazine. Was it Time or something?
Yeah, she talked about that.
She brought up that period of her life and how she kind of had to go off the grid, and like, she's bringing it all back to the surface. But is that because she's going to do a Taylor's version of Reputation album? Is that what's happening?
I think so.
So, and that was the album that she was feeling all those things, so she's feeling them again.
That's what the interview was alluding to, or that's what it was leading into when that interview dropped. I also think she just hasn't gotten a proper apology for Kim, and it was shady. She did edit the phone call, right?
I don't know. I think so, but then
somebody
again,
did.
Then again, it was 7 years ago, so my memory is a little foggy. If you asked me in real time when it was all happening, I'd have every detail for you, but it's gotten a little lost in translation.
It was 2016, and Kim was tweeting about snakes and calling Taylor a snake, and there's another song, Cassandra, that has some snake references on it, and people believe that that song also is talking about the Kim Kardashian feud, so... She got 30 songs, though, she's going to talk about. She has to figure out different things to talk about, right? So, of course, there's going to be a couple about Kim Kardashian. There's one about every other guy that she dated, and she had a couple for Kim. Chris Brown put out a Quavo diss song on Friday that said, "I blanked your ex when you were still with her. Up, they say revenge is sweet. Now think about that-ish." And he was saying revenge is sweet, alluding to the fact that his ex is Saweetie, basically saying that he got with Saweetie while Saweetie was dating Quavo. That's not even the most ruthless line of, I believe the track's called Weakest Link, the Chris Brown diss to Quavo. He says, "R.I.P. Takeoff, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead."
All right, that's a little much.
Line crossed there for you?
Yeah, I don't think you should be talking to people like that.
We'll see if Quavo responds in form of a song, but he did post a meme of Young Thug in court looking off into the camera on his IG story. People are taking as a response to that track. Kanye West, he said, "What about me? Everybody's talking about all of these beefing people in my industry, but I want to get involved now." So he hopped on the remix of Metro Boomin' and Future's Like That, and he had this to say. "Y'all so out of sight, out of mind. I can't even think of a Drake line. Play J. Cole, get the dry. Play the
130 times.
Young dope dealer selling dope. Is you like that? Kicking those, kicking in those. Is you like that?
Give me a Drake line.
I was just going to ask you that.
I like my girls BBW.
Mine was, I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
I mean, come on. You can't think of a Drake line? Drake wrote lines for you.
I think about the line where it sounded like Drake was creeping up the block to go to your house in Calabasas.
Come on, Kanye. Come on. I will say that I have heard that J. Cole is... What is it called sometimes? Scare the hose music. He can dip into that genre, if you will. So maybe that part of the line is true.
You're so biased because that's just my sole opinion of J. Cole. Is like, I always get into little tiffs with people who love J. Cole because I'm like, I like his old stuff. And they're like, of course you would. Of course you would like that. I'm like, well, yeah, absolutely, because I'm a pop girly.
Drake is not patiently waiting for a Kendrick rebuttal to his push-ups. He decided to stir the pot even more and dropped another track on Friday called Tailor Made Freestyle. And there's an AI-generated voice of Tupac and Snoop on it. They have verses, and Drake has a verse. Snoop found out about the song and posted a video on Instagram. Like, why is everybody blowing up my phone? They did what? When? How? Are you sure? And he said, y'all have a good night. I'm going back to bed.
Good night.
He's staying out of it. I'm going to play the song for you right now. We don't have a Kendrick rebuttal, but we do have Tailor Made Freestyle. Here it is with AI Tupac, AI Snoop, and the real deal, Drake on it. And that's your Dirty on 30, made how to mean by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave, Auburn.
We need ya, the West Coast savior. Ain't gravy your name, it's some hip-hop.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
$100 in the prize pot, Brains for Bank, as we get ready for that, as we gear up for our first contestant for Brains for Bank, 207-807-1104. Answer our question. We want to know what?
Well, this has been trending all weekend. What is the best fake song that only exists in a TV show or movie?
The best fake song that only exists in a TV show or a movie. But my pick is so good that it exists in the real world, too.
Oh, you're going to be one of those? Okay.
I think if...
We'll accept it, so I guess.
So what are you saying?
It's on streaming services, so, that's fine.
So what you're saying is basically by like a fake artist that maybe an actor or somebody played, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your pick? Tell us.
You're going to have no idea what this is. And if you do, I'll be so happy. But there's an episode of American Dad where Steve is in a boy band called Boys 12. And they have this song and it's called Girl, You Need a Shot. And it's like, girl, you need a shot of B12. Like, because they're like a vitamin, but they're also Boys 12, the boy band.
Okay.
And you have no idea what I'm talking about. But it is so catchy and so good. And if you've seen the episode, you know. I sing it on a weekly basis. And shout out to Tucker. He got me all into American Dad when we first started dating. And I stand by saying it's better than Family Guy. I love American Dad. And that's one of my favorite episodes. Boys 12.
Boys 12.
It is so catchy. B12. And the whole song is about like B12, the vitamin.
It reminds me of, it gives me, what was it, In Together or Together was, they had this like fake boy band that was on MTV that they had a show around.
It was fake?
It was like put together fake. Yeah. I want to say like Chris Farley's brother, the comedian Chris Farley, mm-hmm. rest in peace, his brother was in it and a bunch of other actors were in it. And they had a song called, I want to say it was Calculus, like you plus me equals us, Calculus.
That's funny.
That wasn't going to be my pick, though.
Okay, what is it then?
I'm going with Whoop That Trick. Whoop That Trick. Get him. Whoop That Trick. Get him.
I can't believe you just said that because I just saw that clip for the first time in my life this weekend because of this trend. Someone posted that clip and I watched it and I was like, damn, I'm kind of getting into this song. Like, I'm kind of hyped up right now. And then I looked up what movie it was from. It was from Hustle and Flow. And I'm like, Ryan talks about that movie, I feel like, fairly often. Like,
I think it won a...
It gets brought up a lot.
I think it won an Oscar.
I've never seen it. Well, the song was extremely catchy.
It was.
So good.
It was. I know that... I think 3-6 Mafia did the writing for it. I believe that is the song. They definitely one of the songs in the movie. I'm pretty sure it's that song. And they got an Oscar for that song.
And the Oscar goes to...
The scene is great because DJ is the character and he's trying to come up with a song and he's like, stomp that. And they're like, we're not going to get any radio play if you say stomp that. And so then they start running through different terms and they land on whoop that trick. Get them. Whoop that trick.
I really liked the weenie guy that was doing the mixing.
He was in like Road Trip and a bunch of other movies he's been in.
Yeah.
What happened to him? He used to be in like all those movies back then.
2000s actor. I liked his movies. And I was like, what the heck is he doing?
He was making the beat.
I know. But I've only seen him play like weenie nerds in movies, like coming of age movies. And then I saw him in this scene. And I'm like, what the hell is he doing here?
I mean, he's still a DJ. He was still kind of playing a weenie nerd, just that could make beats.
Best fake song that only exists in a TV show or a movie. What is it for you?
Couple answers on the text. Somebody said the Divas opera from The Fifth Element. It was called The Divas Dance. It's been a while since I've seen The Fifth Element, but it's like an octopus looking creature that's on stage and going, ah,
ah, ah, ah, ah. Yeah, I've never heard of this.
You heard me playing it a little bit earlier.
It sounded good though.
Yeah, she crushed it. If that is the correct pronouns for the octopus, I'm not sure. Fifth Element. Makes me want to go back and watch The Fifth Element. Just remember,
this is a movie I've never heard of
Chris
in my
Tucker,
life.
Chris Tucker. I think Bruce Willis is in it.
Star-studded cast.
Yeah, the cast was crazy for that one. Smelly Cat, somebody texted in.
Oh, good answer.
Smelly Cat. You just finally finished Friends.
Finally. I know what that means.
This person says, if you know, you know. Hannah Montana, The Bone Dance. Iconic. Do you know? Because I don't know.
I remember that episode, and I remember them pointing to the different bones in their arms and stuff, but unfortunately, I don't remember what the names of the bones are called.
So was it like an educational song that taught you the human skeleton?
I'm pretty sure Hannah Montana was studying for a test.
And she made up the song?
It's a play on, I think Nobody's Perfect, which is Hannah Montana's song, but when she goes to school, she's Miley. So it's really her own song, but she was pretending to like do it to a Hannah Montana song to memorize it because she couldn't remember the bones, I think.
So people in her class didn't know that she was Hannah Montana. No.
And all it was a difference of a blonde wig.
It was a wig. So like Superman's got the glasses. You could be Supergirl. You got the Clark Kent glasses on right now. So his thing was the glasses.
It was extremely far-fetched that no one at her school knew she was Hannah Montana.
Well, that's the same thing with Superman.
And like one of the best episodes is when she takes off her wig and says, I'm Hannah.
Did people gasp? What was the reaction?
You know what? You're going to have to watch the Hannah Montana movie to find out.
Is that where the reveal happens, is the movie?
Yeah.
All right.
She said, I don't want to be Hannah anymore. I want to be Miley.
This was all a little past my age demo.
I think if you watched Hannah Montana, at least you could skip the show because that's very Disney laugh track. You wouldn't like it, but I think you might get into the movie. The Climb, that song is iconic.
Iconic song. I know the song for sure. That's like when I watched the one episode of Degrassi where Drake gets shot and ends up in a wheelchair. And I'm like, okay, I've seen what I need to see. I got the pop culture moment out of the way. This one is a great pick by Jeremy on Facebook, commented in, Scotty doesn't know.
I'm sorry, I thought that this was a real song.
No, it was a song for the movie Euro Trip, and it was about
I've never seen that
Scotty
movie,
getting cheated on.
But I've heard this song millions
Scotty
of times.
Scotty doesn't know. And Matt Damon, surprise guest, comes out, ruined it for people if they haven't seen the movie yet. I wonder what he got paid. I always wonder
why
what he got paid.
Why is he the singer?
I don't know. He's just like makes this random like guest appearance in the song, and he's the singer for Scotty Doesn't Know.
Was this show... Was this song covered by an alternative band in the 2000s? Because this song would come up on my Pandora station.
Yeah, they made it a song, but I think it was from the movie. I don't think Matt Damon wasn't the one even singing it. It was the band.
He's just lip singing?
He just plays the character in the movie.
I had no idea that this was even from a movie.
Scotty doesn't know?
No, I don't know.
Somebody also said Misbehave in Righteous Gemstones.
Oh my God. I loved that show.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched like all 4 or 5 seasons of
really?
It.
Really?
I think it's over though.
I got to get back into it. I watched the first like 6 episodes maybe and I kind of fell off.
Misbehaving.
207-807-1104. We need to do our first round of Brains for Bank. We got $100 in the prize pot. Calling number 10 right now. You could be $100 richer if you get our very first trivia question correct. 207-807-1104. We're also... Come prepared if you're calling. We're also going to ask you what your favorite fake song from a TV show or movie is. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Gabby from Steep Falls. I'll have to say Standish. Everybody knows Standish.
We'll put Steep Falls on the map, damn it. All right? Gabby from Steep Falls. We're going to roll with that. Gabby, what's your favorite fake song from a TV show or movie?
I'd have to probably go with Hannah Montana. We get the best of both worlds.
Love.
We get the best of both worlds.
Wow. We got a little bonus there, a little singing. I love it. Do you want to play Brains and Bank?
The sun is shining. I sure do. I'm not sure if I'll win, but I definitely want to try. But if I don't, that's just a bonus for the next caller.
Look at that attitude.
That's a positive attitude. I'm trying to remember how to do this. I should have prepped myself. I should have did a little refresher over here.
Hey, it's Monday. We're all still waking up.
All right, we're in it together. So you're our call number 10, Gabby from Steep Falls.
All right.
I'm going to give you one trivia question. If you answer correctly within 5 seconds after I finish reading the question, you're going to have $100. First $100 going to go to you. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
All right. If you get it wrong, money rolls over. And then this afternoon's question is going to be worth $200. First round of Brains for Bank. Let's get a winner. Let's give Gabby $100. Sound good?
Let's get it.
All right. Here is your question. How many miles are in a marathon?
50. I said 50. I said it wrong.
You said 50?
I sure did.
That's almost two marathons. The correct answer we were looking for, 26.2.
I don't know where 50 came from. I looked at my dashboard and I said 50.
Well, now you'll never forget. 26.2 is the length of a marathon. We just had the Boston Marathon. I feel like, did you just learn that, Tara? Is that why this is the first question?
We just talked about it.
Yeah. So 26.2.
Remember that, everybody. 26.2.
And I also learned this year that the really elite runners, they won't even stop to poop. They'll just poop their pants and keep running. I learned that this year as well.
Interesting. That's a very poopy situation.
Yeah, it's a smelly situation for sure. All right, Gabby, thank you for playing. Good news is you can play again.
You're welcome.
Listen this afternoon. You might be able to win $200, all right?
All right, good luck to the next person.
Hey, bye. Brains for Bank is made how to main by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains, do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com, federally insured by NCUA. $200 in the prize pot. You can play this afternoon with B-All, 5 p.m.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
I've been seeing this viral trend of people trying to inhale through their nose and talk at the same time. Can you do it?
Inhale through your nose and talk at the same time?
So say something while you're inhaling through your nose. Try it.
I can't. I can't. I literally, because my voice wants to go.
What are you
outward,
trying to say?
Hot Radio Maine.
All right.
I can't. It's actually impossible. Can anyone actually do this?
Some people, they struggle through it. It sounds a little close, but no, I don't think anyone can actually clearly say a sentence while they're inhaling through their nose.
I think that's impossible. All right. No, because to speak, it comes out.
Yeah, you can't.
Looks like you're about to burst a blood vessel.
I can't do it either.
This might not be the safest challenge.
I know, especially because I'm having like some congestion issues the past 2 months of my life for some reason.
For some reason, it's allergy season.
Usually the allergies just give me like a runny nose and like but I've been coughing. Want an inhaler now? What is going on
Long
with me?
Long COVID.
No.
Yeah.
I was playing the character and said COVID isn't real. It's not a real thing.
I mean, you're on an inhaler, dude.
She said my.
You have asthma?
She said my lungs sound great, so I don't even know what the inhaler is for, to be honest. She's like,
you're coughing.
Your lungs are fine. It's just something going on with your. I can't get over it. We have tickets to give away.
We sure do.
Tell me about this event. Tell me about this show.
So it's Terminology, Rome Streets, Sky Zoo, and more. They're going to be in Sanford this weekend, Saturday the 27th. At Pilot's Cove Cafe in Sanford. It's going to be a really fun show, and we have tickets to give away.
Not to like date Terminology or give away his age, but I remember being a kid coming home and seeing him on 106 and Park Freestyle Fridays.
Oh, that's so fun.
He's been doing it for a while. Shouts to Term.
Yeah, when we posted about this show, we had people commenting really excited, saying that's real hip hop and that they were so glad it was coming to Maine.
So if you want to go see Term and everybody else that Tara mentioned, Pilot's Cove, what's the date again?
It's this Saturday, the 27th.
Oh, this Saturday. We'll just take call number 10 right now. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets for the show. 207-807-1104. 207-807-1104. Call number 10 right now. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Terminology. Who else is on that?
Rome Streets and Sky Zoo.
I think Sky Zoo used to be on, used to do 106 and Park Freestyle Fridays as well.
Look,
I recognize
that
name. Brock and Arundel, you trying to go see Term and everybody else at the Pilot's Cove show?
Yeah, sure am. It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Is today your birthday or Saturday your birthday?
Saturday.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, let's make it happen. We're going to hook you up. You're calling number 10. You got a pair of tickets. Congrats.
Thank you.
You're in there. It's Terminology Sky Zoo. Who else?
Rome Streets.
And it's going down Pilots Cove this Saturday night. If people want to buy tickets, where can they go, Tara?
They are on Eventbrite.
And we'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thank you.